位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
请问大家听唔听得到我清楚啊
？I wonder whether you can hear me clearly.
好啊，咁啊，多谢。咁啊，正如Grace 牧师所讲咧，喺短期内咧，今日系我最后一次喺度同大家分享信息。
So as Pastor Grace mentioned a moment ago, today is my last time in the near future of preaching the word of God.
咁就跟住下一句都唔知讲咩好啦吓。
So I don't know what's the next thing I should say.
今日咧我就会继续讲呢个随圣灵而行呢一个题目，咁就系第五次啦。
Today I'd like to continue with the series Walking in Coordination with the Holy Spirit. Today is part 5.
咁就戴翻眼镜先。那所谓随圣灵而行呢，就系按圣灵嘅引导嚟到生活。
Now, what is meant by walking in coordination with the Holy Spirit is that we are being guided by His instruction to live.
就系圣灵要带佢嘅儿女走啲咩路呢
？What direction does the Holy Spirit want His children to go？
喺佢嘅儿女嘅生命中。圣灵要做啲乜嘢工作呢
？What is the work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in the lives of His children？
不过喺过去嘅四讲里边咧，都系关于我讲到嘅，都系关于一个随圣灵而行嘅人有咩嘅特征
？In the past four talks, I did so from the Holy Spirit's perspective. That is, what would be the characteristics？Of people who walk in coordination with the Spirit.
咁都系从人呢一方面做出发点嘅。
Like I said, it's from a man's perspective.
今日咧，我就想转一下方位。
Today, I want to make a change.
就从圣灵呢一方出发。
Today, I want to speak from the Holy Spirit's perspective.
意思即系圣灵啊，要带领佢嘅儿女嘅话。是朝着一个咩方向走的呢
？And that means, what is the direction the Holy Spirit wants to lead His children to go？
有冇一个大方向嘅呢
？Is there a general orientation？
还是只不过系生活里边啊，你有遇到乜嘢，你想求问天父，佢就去带领你咁呢
？Or is it the case, as many people think, that whenever you encounter a problem in your life, and then you pray and ask for guidance.
其实是有一个大方向的。
The fact is, there is a general orientation.
是什么呢
？What is it?
整本的圣经想讲的都是关于神的救恩计划。
The whole Bible speaks about the salvation work of God.
是关于得救的信息。
It contains the message of salvation.
主耶稣的教导，主耶稣讲的每一个比喻咧，都是关于得救进天国的。
In the teaching of the Lord Jesus, every parable that he taught is about salvation, being saved.
圣灵的工作咧，就是想救人。
The work of the Holy Spirit is precisely he wants to save people.
他想人得救，可以进天国。
He wants people to be saved in order to enter God's kingdom.
所以呢，圣灵若要引领我们的话呢，都是朝着这个要救我们这个方向走的。
And therefore, whatever guidance the Holy Spirit gives to His children, it is in the direction that He wants us to be saved.
在我们得救了之后呢，神又会用我们去救其他的人。
And when we are saved and we're being saved, He also wants to use us to save others.
所以圣灵会带我们一步一步咁样走近佢。
So step by step, what the Holy Spirit wants is to guide, is to lead people to draw near to God.
如果当我哋走错路嘅话，圣灵又会叫我哋翻转头。
And if and when we go astray, the Holy Spirit wants us to turn back.
喺前两日星期五，旺角教会办咗一个歌舞剧。
2 days ago on Friday, our church in Hong Kong, the Mong Kok Church, presented a musical.
这个歌舞剧名为《浪子》。
And the title of the musical is called Prodigal Son.
这个歌舞剧啊，无非都是想传福音，传得救的信息啫。
Why they presented this musical? It was for the purpose of spreading the gospel.
咁啊，唔知如果大家有睇咧，你会觉得其实都好精彩啊。
And for you, for those of you who have watched the musical, I'm sure you feel it's very, it's a wonderful performance.
尤其是咧，见到整间教会有老有嫩，同心协力咧。
When we saw the whole congregation, old and young, put their hearts and mind together to make this possible.
他们放了工之后就一起彩排。
How did they manage? Well, after work for many days, they came together for rehearsals.
彩排了两个月之后就表演了。
And after only 2 months, they presented the musical.
那应该是非常的辛苦。
And I imagine that they must have worked very hard.
咁辛苦系为乜嘢呢？
Why did they want to work so hard?
咪就系为咗去配合圣灵嘅工作，去救其他嘅人咯。
Precisely to save people in concert with the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵引导佢嘅儿女系走去一个。让人得救的这个方向。
So I say again, the leading of the Holy Spirit is always towards the general direction of wanting to people to be saved.
在大概两个星期前，我们听闻印尼的新冠疫情爆发。
About 2 weeks ago, we heard that the pandemic situation in Indonesia had seen another great surge.
死了很多人。
Many people died.
咁药物咧又坐地起价升高10倍咁多。
And medications increased. The price of medication increased even by 10 times.
咁平民老百姓点买得起啊
？How could the people afford to buy？
咁咧 ，Grace 牧师咧就呼吁大家去代祷啦。
And for that reason, Pastor Grace made an appeal to us to pray for Indonesia.
但是之后呢有人问我们除了祈祷之外还可以为他做什么呢
But some of you asked us, besides praying for Indonesia, what else can we do?
因为呢当时呢就是不可以从外国寄药物过去的。
At that time, well, even now, the Indonesian government would not allow medication to be sent in from overseas.
所以我们唯有的就是去寄钱过去援助啦。
So what we could do is to send money in.
于是咧，我哋就发起咗一个募捐。
And therefore we collected donations.
咁几日前咧，我哋将呢一笔捐款咧已经寄咗过去啦。
And a few days ago we remitted that sum of donations to Indonesia.
就俾我哋喺嗰边嘅印尼牧者咧，去运用呢啲嘅捐款买药啊、买氧气啊咁样。
Your donations were sent to the pastors in Indonesia so that they can use the money to buy medication and oxygen.
咁我谂大家喺个教会群组里边咧都睇到呢啲通告啦。
I'm sure you have read the news from our church WhatsApp group.
嗱，表面上嚟睇咧，我哋系去救命啊。
Now, on the surface, what we did was to save lives.
但系其实呢啲捐款咧，一旦去到我哋嗰边嘅同工牧者手上嘅时候咧，就唔单单系为咗救命噶啦。
But in fact, once our money, your money, reached the hands of our pastors, the money would not be used only to save lives.
点解咁讲呢
？Why do I say so？
大家仲可能记得，如果你有睇通告嘅话，你就见到印尼嘅牧者同工咧，佢哋。发咗个分享。
Now, for those of you who have been following the news from Indonesia on our WhatsApp group, I'm sure you've read what Pastor Grace shared there.
咁你就会睇到佢哋当中嘅故事啊。
And there was a story forwarded to us from the pastors in Indonesia.
咁咧，原来喺呢啲药物涨价之前咧，我哋嘅牧者同工咧，就预先买咗一批嘅药嚟到备用。
Now, before the price of medication in Indonesia increased, our pastors had stocked up medication.
系足够20个病人用。
Medication enough to treat 20 patients.
咁当呢个疫症爆发嘅时候呢，佢哋手上就有药去帮人啦。
And so when the recent outbreak happened, the pastors there had enough stock on hand to help people.
佢哋所帮嘅人系有啲系唔认识嘅。
And some of the people they helped, they don't know them.
系信徒嘅朋友。
They are friends and acquaintances of members of the church.
咁啊，其中有一家人，佢哋得到呢啲帮助，非常嘅感动。
And one family among those who were helped were very moved when they received help.
佢哋话：我哋都唔相识，点解你哋嚟帮我咧
？They say we don't even know each other, and you come to help us.
喺佢哋痊愈之后咧，佢哋就表示我哋要听福音，我哋要认识神。
And after they recover from the infections, they say they want to know God and to listen to the gospel.
又有另外一位朋友，佢系信主嘅，但系个信仰咧喺个边缘嘅状态。
And there was another person who was helped. And this is a believer, but his Christian faith was on the brink of collapse.
但系当佢接受咗我哋当地嘅同工嘅援助之后咧，都唔相识嘅，咁佢重新去即系感动啦，佢觉得好感动。
Again, this Christian doesn't know our co-workers in Indonesia. When he received help, he too felt very moved.
所以咧，喺我哋印尼嘅牧者同工，佢哋去配合圣灵嘅工作去救人嘅时候咧。其实他们所做的不单单是救命，更重要的就是他们要救人的灵魂。
So when our co-workers in Indonesia serve in concert with the working of the Holy Spirit, what they do is not just to save lives in a physical way, but more importantly, they are saving people's souls.
那神是藉着什么使到人得救的呢？
How does God save man then?
既然圣灵带领的方向，个大方向就是要人得救，他用什么工具来到使人得救呢？
What is the instrument that God uses to save man, since his primary work is salvation of man?
请大家翻开雅各书第一章。
Now let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
18-25.
Verse 18 to 21.
雅各福音第一章第十八节开始。
The letter of James, chapter 1, verse 18 to 21.
呢段圣经咧系我哋今日嘅主要经文。
This is the main text of the day.
第十八节，他即系神啦，凭着自己嘅旨意，借着真理的道生了我们，使我们作他所造的万物中初熟的果子。
James 1 and verse 18. Having made his decision, he's referring to God. Having made his decision, he gave birth to us through a word that can be relied upon, in order that we should be a kind of first fruits of all that he created.
真理的道即是神的道，亦都即是圣经的话。
When it says a word that can be relied on, or alternatively, a word of truth, it is referring to the word of God.
即是神藉着圣经的话，福音，使到人重生。
And that means God gives birth to man through the message in the Bible, the gospel.
当人听了福音，肯相信，悔改的话，他就得着重生的生命。
A person is born again when he or she hears the gospel, the word of the Bible, believes it and repents.
咁喺另一段圣经，大家唔需要翻啊，你记低就得啦。喺彼得前书一章23节，同样讲到。
Elsewhere in Scripture, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23,
嗰度话你哋得了重生，并不是由于能坏的种子，却是由于不能毁坏的，就是藉着神永活长存的道。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.You have been born again, not from some seed that would decay, but from one that cannot decay, through the living word of God that lasts forever.
神藉着圣经的话使人重生。
God is causing people to be born again through the word of God.
但是重生是得救的起点，不是终点。
But then regeneration is only the starting point of salvation, not the goal.
如果我哋继续睇第十九节咧，我哋会更加清楚。
Now you get a much clearer picture if we now read on to verse 19.
雅各继续对呢啲已经重生咗嘅人咧咁讲。
Now, James is addressing people who have been born again, and he says this.
十九节，我亲爱嘅弟兄们，你们要知道，人人都应该快快地听，慢慢地说。慢一点动怒，因为人的愤怒并不能成全神的义。21节，所以你们应当摆脱一切污秽和所有的邪恶，以温柔的心领受神栽种的道，这道能救你们的灵魂。
James chapter 1 verse 19 to 21. Therefore, my dear brothers, let every person be quick to listen, but slow to speak.Slow to get angry. For a person's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. 21. So, rid yourselves of all filth and obvious evil, and receive meekly the word implanted in you that can save your lives.
在我们重生了之后呢，重生后仍然要去摆脱一切的污秽。同邪恶，要成长，要更新。
Now, after we've been born again, we still must rid ourselves of evil. We must grow and we must be renewed.
靠啲乜嘢成长呢？
So what do we depend on for our growth?
呢度21节讲，依然系靠圣经嘅话。
In verse 21, we see we grow depending on the implanted word.
咁如果重生后一路靠住圣经嘅话嚟生活嘅话呢，这道就能救你们嘅灵魂。
Now, if after you've been born again, you continue to depend on the word of God, then you will grow, and the result is that it will save your souls in the end.
咁意思即系话呢，将来主耶稣再来嘅时候呢？我们这些重生了的人今生就会得到一个全面的得救，配得进天国。
Now this means the day when Jesus returns, those of us who have been born again and are being saved will wholly, completely be saved, being equipped and made ready to enter the kingdom of God.
重生后你仍然要继续被圣灵更新。
After you've been born again, you must continue to be renewed by the Spirit of God.
直至到得救入天国。
Until you are thoroughly saved and there enter the kingdom.
到时就是全面的彻底的得救了。
On that day, salvation will be complete.
所以救恩是一个过程。
So it's clear that salvation in Scripture is a process.
从你重生开始，即系现在咧，至到将来神嘅国降临咧，呢、这个救恩嘅工程先至算系彻底嘅完工。
So there is a starting point, that is when a person, when you are born again, which is now, and then until the day when the kingdom of God comes, on that day and on that day only, salvation work of God will be complete.
現在我們仍然是處於這個救恩工程當中。
At present, we're still in the process of being saved.
而整個過程呢，都是靠聖經的話來到成全的。
And the important thing is, in that whole process, we must depend on the word of the Bible for growth.
所以如果你想去配合聖靈的引導的話，你就不可以輕看聖經了。
And that's why, if you want to walk in coordination with the Holy Spirit, then you must not belittle the Bible. You must not underestimate the Bible.
你要学圣经。
You must study the Bible.
你要学同人分享圣经。
You must learn how to share the Bible with others.
在你的工作的地方，在你学校的地方，你可以邀请你的同事。我们有五分钟，我们一起来看一下圣经。
With your neighbors or with a place of work among your colleagues, you can invite your colleagues and friends to look at the Bible, even for just 5 minutes.
去同人用五分钟的时间查经呢，我想我们都要学。
I think we need to learn how to share words of the Bible with those around us,Even just for 5 minutes.
因为有时你的未信主的朋友未必有那么多耐性和时间听你讲圣经。
Because your unbelieving friends and colleagues probably don't have much patience to listen to you, to talk for a long time.
如果你只得五分钟，你会讲些什么呢？
If you have only 5 minutes, what would you say?
你会跟他看哪节经文呢？
What scripture text would you like to study with him?
我们必须去研读圣经。
So you must study the Bible in order to know.
作好准备。
You must be equipped.
不过我们又不能够只是单靠圣经的话。
But then we cannot depend on the words of the Bible merely.
因为21节有讲到，我们也都要靠我们对圣经持一种咩嘅态度呢？
Because again in James 1 and verse 21, we are told that we must approach the Bible to relate to the Bible with a certain attitude.
以温柔嘅心领受神栽种嘅道。
And that is with the attitude of meekness to receive the word implanted.
有圣经嘅道，亦都有一个温柔嘅心去领受嘅话呢？这道必能救你的灵魂。
Now, if we have the Bible, and if we relate to the Bible with a meek attitude, then these two together will be able to save your soul.
温柔是什么呢？
What does it mean by meekness?
很多时候我们讲温柔都是讲对神、对人、对动物、对植物。
Now, very often when we say gentle or meek,We mean we are being gentle and meek towards people.
温柔当然不是只说话小声。
Of course, by meekness, we don't mean soft talking.
这里说用温柔的心去领受神的道。
Here it says to receive the word of the Bible meekly.
温柔即是一种谦逊的态度。
By meekness then, it means a certain humble heart.
不反抗，
not resisting it.
听到神的道不去反抗。
When we hear the word of God, we don't resist.
所以如果我们可以这样读这句圣经的，就是以一个不反抗的心去领受神栽种的道。
Therefore, we could rephrase verse 21.And not resisting the word implanted in us.
或者以一个谦逊的心去领受神所栽种的道。
Alternatively, receive humbly the word implanted in us.
咁喺圣经里边咧，如果你参考诗篇37篇咧，我哋唔揭啦。咁你会发觉嗰度描写一个温柔嘅人咧，点解佢可以温柔？ 係往往都係因為佢相信神係良善同埋公義。
How can a person be meek towards God and towards the word of God? We can consult Psalm number 37. There it's made clear the reason why a person can relate to the Bible meekly is because he trusts in God.
所以有神嘅道，亦都要有一个唔反抗嘅心去领受。
So even when we have the word of God,We still need a meek attitude.
咁我又睇下一个词语，领受，以温柔嘅心领受，领受又系乜嘢呢
？Next, we want to pay attention to the next term, that is receive.
领受，如果我哋睇落去圣经廿二节咧，就讲得好清楚啦。
When we read further below to verse 22, then It's very clear.
廿二节，你们应该作行道的人，不要单作听道的人，自己欺骗自己。
First 22 of James chapter 1. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
原来领受的意思呢，即是行道。
So by receiving the word of God means to do it, practice it.
唔去反抗神嘅道，并且去遵行。
Not only do we not fight the word of God, but we practice it.
其实道理就好显浅啦。
Now, this teaching is very obvious.
我哋如果单单揸住本圣经，甚至如果你识背圣经都好啦，都唔能够使到你重生噶。
Now, it is not enough for us to hold to a Bible in our hands and even be able to recite scripture verses, and that alone is not sufficient to save us.
要行道才行。
We need to do the word.
其实魔鬼都很熟圣经。
The fact is, even the devil knows the Bible very well.
他很懂用圣经的话来到误导人。
He is very skillful.In using quoting the words of the Bible to mislead people.
在马太福音第四章，大家记得主耶稣被魔鬼诱惑。
We recall to mind how Jesus was tempted by the devil, as recorded in Matthew chapter 4.
魔鬼是怎样说的?
And how does the devil approach Jesus?
魔鬼是用圣经的说话来诱惑耶稣的。
The devil tempts Jesus by quoting the Bible.
他说，你如果是神的儿子，你从殿顶跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要吩咐使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
The devil says, if you are the son of God, jump down from here, for it says in scripture,For he demands that God commands his angel with regard to you to guard you wherever you go. With their hands, they shall support you, lest you strike your foot against a stone.
魔鬼都熟圣经。
So we say the devil knows the Bible well.
耶稣都好熟圣经。
But then Jesus also knows the Bible well.
耶稣亦都用圣经的说话来到反驳。
Because Jesus.Answers the devil with words of scripture also.
主耶稣说，经上有记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus quotes the Bible, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 16. No, do not put Yahweh your God to the test, as you tested him in Massa.
主耶稣和魔鬼两者都会背圣经。
So both Jesus and devil can recite the scripture.
但是一个得救，一个不得救。
But then one is saved, the other is not.
耶稣和魔鬼的分别就在于耶稣顺服行道，但是魔鬼就叛逆。
Now, the difference between Jesus and the devil is that Jesus lived the Bible.He practiced the Bible, whereas the devil was rebellious.
耶稣活出了圣经的说话。
Yes, Jesus lived the Bible.
所以他亦都懂得分辨哪一个讲紧真，哪个讲紧假。
And for that reason, Jesus could discern who is speaking the truth, who is lying.
我们继续看23、24、25节。
Let us go on to read the book of James, chapter 1, now from verse 23 to 25.
因为人若只作听道的人，不作行道的人，他就像一个人对着镜子看自己本来的面貌，看过酒后以后，看过酒开以后，马上就忘记自己的样子，唯有详细察看那使人自由的全备的律法，并且时常遵守的人，他不是听了就忘记，而是实行出来，就必因自己所作的蒙福。
Verse 23 to 25. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of a man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it,and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does.
神的话语和一个不反抗的心去并且要行道。
So three things. We need the word of the Bible. Secondly, we must not resist it. Thirdly, we must do and practice it.
咁呢个道就能救你哋嘅灵魂。
In this way, this implanted word can save your soul.
我哋亦都睇下栽种嘅道嘅意思。
Now we want to pay attention to the expression the word implanted in us.
栽种系咩意思呢
？What does it mean implant？
即系话呢，呢个道啊，神嘅道咧，系之前已经。
It means that this word, like seed, has already been implanted before.
因为一个人重生之前，佢都要有机会听神嘅道。呢啲道啊，种咗喺佢个心中。
Because even if before a person can be born again, he or she must first have opportunity to hear the word of the gospel.
呢个神嘅道就喺佢个心中萌芽。长大
and this seed, the message of the gospel, then is germinated within and grows.
现在呢，重生后呢，要继续嘅长大
And now, after the person has been born again, now the person must continue to grow.
就好似撒种嘅比喻一样，神嘅道一撒出去，落咗喺人嘅心里。
It's just like the parable of the sower. Once the word of God has been sown into men's hearts,
这个人就用一个不反抗的心去听，去学。
And when the person does not fight the word implanted, but meekly to hear and to learn,
当他听明了之后，他选择去相信，去遵行。
And when he understands the message, and he believes in it, and decides to practice it,
当他重生之后，亦都继续用一个不反抗的心去听、去学，听明了之后，去相信、去进行。
And then the person will be born again. And after regeneration, if the person continues with a meek attitude to hear, and to learn more, and when he understands something, he believes in it, and to observe it, this way, the word implanted will be able to save your soul.
没错，这样做的话，这个道就必能够拯救你的灵魂。
Yes, it is precisely this way, the implanted word can save your soul.
那大家回想一下，圣灵是怎样引导你朝住呢个得救嘅方向走呢
？Let's think back. Take a moment and think back. How did the Holy Spirit lead you to begin your journey in the direction of salvation?
可能你信主已经好长时间，又或者好短时间。
Perhaps you have come to believe in God for a long time, or only for a short time.
但系不论几长几短，圣灵一开始系点样带你走上一条得救嘅道路呢？
Whether a long time or a short time, let's think back. How did God lead you in the direction of salvation?
可能神系用一个人，或者系用一件事。
Perhaps God used a person, or maybe through an incident.
通过呢件事，呢个人俾你有机会听福音。
God used a person or a certain event to give you an opportunity to hear the gospel.
我记得我自己呢，就系通过一个同学邀请我翻教会。
In my case, God used a classmate to bring me to God.
佢就系好简单嘅邀请我翻教会。
The person simply invited me to church.
跟住我自己回应呢一个邀请。
But then I responded to the invitation.
并且我去祷告。
Not only that, I prayed.
咁我系回应紧神。
So I was responding to God.
但系一开始你系不知不觉嘅，唔系好知道。但系你回想嘅时候，你就睇得好清楚，圣灵一步一步咁样带领住自己走近佢多一啲。
At the time, you were not conscious that you were being led by God. But looking back now, you can see clearly, step by step, God was leading you, didn't he?
咁让我哋有机会去听福音。
He wanted us to have an opportunity to hear the gospel.
喺提摩太后书，我哋可以翻提摩太后书睇一睇。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书嘅第三章十六至十七节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
全部圣经都是神所默示的，在教训、责备、矫正和公义的训练各方面都是有益的，为要使属神的人装备好，可以完成各样的善功。
Verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof,For correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
神的道就好比一本走向天国的指南一样。
So the Bible can be compared with a manual for the kingdom of God.
是一本天国的指南。
Yes, it is a manual of the kingdom.
指导我们怎样可以得救。
To instruct us on the way of salvation.
当中有正面的指导。
The Bible contains a positive teaching.
但是也有负面的责备和矫正。
But also warnings and rebukes.
不论是指导还是责备矫正，个目的都是为了使人得救。
Whether it is the positive teaching,Or reproofs, the purpose is the same, to lead people to salvation.
我曾经呢听过一位长者讲过。
I recall once an elderly person make this remark.
他说他听过圣经几年了，他就说，圣经啊，闹人的。
This elderly person says, well, the person has studied the Bible, heard the gospel of the Bible for a number of years,But the person says the Bible often scolds people.
你知唔知啊？其实有时啊，我哋真系好需要俾人闹下嘅。
You know something? Sometimes we need a scolding.
责备系一种提醒。
Reproof is a kind of reminder.
系以免我哋继续错落去。
To prevent us from going down the wrong way.
有时我哋系不知不觉走咗歪路。
Sometimes we go astray unconsciously.
神嘅道责备我哋。
And the Bible is there to reprove us.
或者一个爱神嘅人藉住佢嘅说话矫正我哋，嚟到叫我哋回转。
Sometimes God's reproof comes through a person who talks to us.
我哋被责备下，被闹下咧，让我哋识得痛，识得去羞愧。
The purpose of reproving us is so that we feel pain, we may feel ashamed.
好叫我哋咧能够及时嘅翻转头啦。
The purpose is so that we turn back.
但系如果我哋嘅态度咧，心里嘅态度咧，对待神嘅话，我只系中意听甜言蜜语嘅啫。
But if our attitude towards the Bible is such that you only want to hear sweet, soothing words,
我净系想听人赞赏啊、鼓励啊呢啲正面嘅说话嘅啫。
I only want to hear words that praise me, proves of me, and encouraging.
令到我舒服咁咧就得噶啦，就我先会向前到嘅。
Words that are soothing make me feel comfortable.
如果真系责备啲、矫正多啲嘅说话咧，我受唔到嘅。
Because it's too much reproof and reminding, I can't take it.
假如我哋对待圣经嘅态度系咁嘅话咧
，Now if this describes our attitude towards the Bible,
恐怕我哋对圣灵嘅引导咧，其实都系有保留嘅。
Then it will show that we have reservation towards being guided by the Holy Spirit.
神嘅道好多时候都系苦口良药。
Oftentimes the word of the Bible is a bitter medicine.
不论系教训、系指导、系责备，不论边一方面都好，都系为咗对我哋有益处。
So whether the Bible is there for reproof or for instruction or for teaching, it is in order that we may be saved.
咁喺头先我哋读一节经文咧，嗰度我哋继续睇落去啦。为要使属神嘅人装备好，可以完成各样嘅善功。
Because we read on in verse 17 in 2 Timothy in chapter 3, so that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
原来呢啲嘅神嘅道啊，不论系教导还是系责备都好啦，都系有益嘅，有一个目的，为咗叫到属神嘅人咧装备好，去完成各样嘅善功。
So it turns out there is a purpose why the Bible contains doctrine and for reproof and corrections and instructions, so that the man of God may be equipped
喺生命嘅质素上准备好。
That is, in the qualities of our life, we are equipped.
亦都喺知识技能上装备好自己。
And also in knowledge and in skills that we may be equipped.
等我哋可以配合圣灵嘅引导，去做佢嘅工作，去一齐去救人。
So that we may work in coordination with the Holy Spirit, the work of salvation for others.
咁讲到呢度咧，我差唔多要总结啦。
So it's about time to draw a conclusion。
总结之前咧，我想问大家一个问题。
Before I make a conclusion, let me ask you a question。
唔系好严肃嘅问题嚟嘅。
But not a serious one。
头先辉叔叔咧带领我哋唱诗歌。
A moment ago, Phi Stephen。Led us in song worship.
大家中唔中意佢嘅发型啊？
Do you like his haircut?
我见到大家岌头吓。
So I see you nodding.
你知唔知边个帮佢剪噶
？Do you know who cut his hair?
吓，牧师啊？
Pastor Joe, Pastor Joe.
咁咧，系牧师。徒弟
Pastor Joe didn't cut his hair, but Pastor Joe's students did.
咁原来咧几日前咧，咁啊牧师就嚟要去土耳其啦。咁咧，哎呀，边个继承呢个衣钵去帮人剪头发咧？咁样啊
？Because Pastor Joe was is mindful of the fact that he and Olive would be leaving for Turkey in a short time. So he was thinking after he leaves, who can cut one another's hair in the church?
咁咧，结果阿钟啊，阿 Grace 牧师啊，就觉得咧都系时候要学啦。
So John decided, and even Pastor Grace decided, they want to learn how to cut hair.
咁于是几日前咧，佢哋就即系一齐剪头发。
So a number of days ago, they came together and they learned hair cutting.
咁又好多谢辉叔叔，佢又愿意做实验品。
And we appreciate Stephen Fei.He offered his head to be practiced on.
佢话我都预咗一忽忽噶啦。
He said, "I'm prepared to have a very bad-looking haircut."
但系你睇下有冇一忽忽啊？
But take look carefully at fine.
哇，好 pro 啊，系嘛？好 pro 啊。
Actually, the haircut looks quite professional.
啊，连阿辉自己都好满意。
So after the haircut, Fei gave two thumbs up.
系咪好满意啊，辉？
So, are you happy? Fine.
嗱，我想讲咩呢？就系我哋啊，要装备好自己去完成各样嘅善工。
So, what is the point I'm trying to make? It says in 2 Timothy 3:17 that we must be equipped for every good work.
除咗我哋生命上嘅素质要准备好之外，还有圣经嘅说话，我哋要准备好。
Now, in addition to our life's quality that needs to be equipped and improved, and besides our knowledge and skill in the use of scripture,
我哋仲要喺知识同埋其他能够服侍别人嘅技能上装备好。
We also need to be equipped in knowledge and any other things that would facilitate our.Helping others to salvation.
也许当我哋两人啊吓去到土耳其嘅时候呢，也许牧师嘅剪头发呢个技能呢，都能够服侍到别人啊。
And just perhaps when Pastor Joe and I move to Turkey, Pastor Joe's skills of cutting hair can be put to good use.To offer some service to others.
当然唔系净系为咗去同人剪头发啦，但系希望将神嘅爱去传扬，去结交朋友啦。
Of course, the ultimate goal is not to offer a haircut free of charge, but to make friends and to bring people to God.
咁我要总结啦。
So let me conclude now.
其实咧，除咗辉叔叔好伟大之外咧，原来阿 Lawrence 都系啊。阿 Lawrence 系一个另一个嘅自愿模特儿。
Actually, besides Stephen, besides Fei, Lawrence was another one who offered his hair to be practiced on.
咁或者迟啲啦，阿 Lawrence 可以行出嚟俾大家睇下。
So maybe in a moment, I'll ask Lawrence to come out to show himself before the camera, and you can take a look at his new haircut.
嗱，我要总结啦。
So let me conclude then.
随住圣灵嘅引导嚟生活咧，最终嘅目的其实系要去得救进天国。
The ultimate goal of wanting to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit then is so that we may be saved and enter the kingdom of God.
圣灵嘅工作系想人得救。
The work of the Holy Spirit is precisely He wants people to be saved.
他用的工具就是圣经的话。
And the primary tool he uses is the word of the Bible.
但是圣经如果要见效的话，就很在乎人的态度。
But in order for the Bible to be effectual in one's life, the person's attitude towards the Bible is important.
如果你能够有一个不反抗顺服的态度，谦虚地去学，去遵行，去相信的话，结果就会得救。
If you relate to the Bible not with a resisting attitude, but with meekness, receiving the Bible, humbly learning and to practice what you learn, and then the result is that you will be saved.
咁我委身咗俾神都若干年日啦。
So I have committed my life to God for many years.
从我重生开始到现在几十年，我仍然系要俾神去更新紧我嘅生命。
From the day when I was born again till now, many years later, I need to depend on God's word renewing me day by day.
神嘅话，神嘅信息系包含咗生命，系活嘅。
There is life in the message of the Bible.
如果我哋凭信心去接受圣经嘅话，神一直都喺度救我哋。
If we receive the word of the Bible into our lives by faith, then that word is constantly saving us.
就盼望我哋一直嘅忠心，直至到主耶稣再翻嚟嘅日子。
So may the Lord find us faithful always till the time He returns.
到嗰阵时，我哋就会彻底嘅得救。
For on that day, we'll be completely saved.
咁我哋一齐安静喺神嘅面前默祷先。
So let us spend a moment of quiet before God. Dear Heavenly Father,
多谢你将你嘅话语赐俾我哋。
Thank you for giving us your word.
不论系圣经，还是每个礼拜我哋听到嘅道。
Whether it's from the Bible directly or from messages we hear from week to week.
父啊，不论系边一个人讲，只要佢讲嘅系真理。就帮助我哋用一个唔反抗嘅心去接受。
No matter who may be the speaker on that day, as long as we do not resist the message.
咁我哋就会能够得救。
We will be saved.
天父啊，求你一路牵住我哋嘅手，你开始咗嘅工作，求你去完成。
Father,Please continue to hold our hands. The saving work that you have started, please finish it.
我哋只系想同你讲，我哋爱你。
We only want to say to you, we love you.
我哋想遵行你嘅旨意。
We want to do your will.
求你改变我哋。
Please change us.
融化我哋嘅铁石嘅心。
Dissolve our The hardness in our heart.
使到我哋好能够好破碎嘅喺你嘅面前去接受你嘅恩典。
So that we may be broken, contrite to receive your word.
求你听我哋嘅祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
阿门。
阿门。